I'm Wendy Butler. The school year is ending. And the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods is offering a number of different programs and events for youth this summer. And Executive Director Monica Rose is here to talk about all of this. Welcome, Monica.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
Let's have you get going with these events. I think that you wanted to talk about the golf tournament first.
Yes, absolutely. So our second annual Philly Cheesesteak Golf Tournament is just around the corner, and we're hosting it on June 29th at Redwood Empire Golf and Country Club in Fortuna. And in order to enter, you could register on our website. It's $125 per person or $480 per team. And included in registration is breakfast and lunch provided by a Philly Cheesesteak shop, drinks on the course, and an entrance to the $1 million shot. So our website is bgcredwoods.org.
All right. And so the golf tournament, tell again, where is it taking place?
It's going to be hosted in Fortuna at Redwood Empire Golf and Country Club.
Okay. And so fundraiser, why do we need fundraisers?
Well, fundraisers help support our summer programs and the work that we do with our youth.
And in terms of the work that you do with your youth, I mean, there are so many different programs that are offered by Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. We don't even, we take certain things for granted. For instance, we drive by the teen center, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, it's the teen center. Well, what is the teen center and what is its purpose?
Well, the teen center, you know, we're after school and summer programs, and we work with kids from grades 6th through 12th at that site, and we focus on our formula for impact. So basically, we try to get as many kids in the door as possible, and then couple that with, you know, a outcome-driven club experience, and then we come to our three priority outcomes. So we focus on academic success, health and life skills, and good character and citizenship. So we have programs that fall in those three areas.
So, you said something when you first started talking about teen center. What type of program? It's for active.
It's for all youth, between 6th and 12th grade. But we have programs that focus and hone in on different, life skills and good character and citizenship.
Okay. And those programs that focus in on those, I mean, do children basically come in and there's a facilitator that does certain things with the youth?
Or yes, absolutely. So we have staff at each of our sites, and we also bring in volunteers to help with our programs. So all of our sites, you know, they have the main games room where kids could go in and they could play pool, they could do board games, just kind of hang out. And then within that, we pull groups of kids off to the side and focus in on certain programs. So, for instance, we have got a gardening program. So kids have the opportunity to go with the staff a couple days a week and learn about gardening. We have a cooking program. We have healthy lifestyle programs that focus in Passport to Manhood, which helps young boys grow and learn to respect themselves, respect others, and respect the community.
I'd like you to talk a little bit more about the last one you mentioned about nurturing and preparing young boys in their development into manhood. Mm-hmm. I think that this is because when I'm thinking about, particularly anybody who is raised, who has a son mm-hmm. and is looking for role models.
Absolutely.
Opportunities outside of school and outside of home in order for the child to be able to speak about how he's feeling and to learn proper skills. So can you talk more about why this program was created, why you think it's important and beneficial for our male youth in the community?
Yeah. Well, this is a national program that was created many years ago. I think it's extremely beneficial because it provides an opportunity for young boys to get together and talk about real life issues and to get guidance from an adult that they really look up to, you know? So it's an opportunity for the adult to mentor in a group. And then if things come up within that session, the adult is then able to talk one-on-one with youth and kind of give them more guidance.
And there are other, before we talk some more about other events, that are going on through the Boys and Girls Club, One thing that I want to bring up is something that I have a little bit of familiarity with, and that is Teen Court. Mm-hmm. Again, that's another valuable program, Boys and Girls Club program. And so is Teen Court something that is continuous even when the school year has completed?
Yes, absolutely. It's a year-round program. And basically what it is, it's an innovative diversion program for first-time juvenile offenders. So, you know, youth, they make a bad choice, they admit that they're guilty, and then they go to court and their jury is their peers. And so then, so say a kid got caught doing graffiti, then it's a restorative justice model. So then the youth, they might, their sentence would be removing graffiti. So really trying to teach them, you know, the importance of community and when they make a bad choice, how it affects the greater community, and letting them kind of pay back to the community.
Well, that sounds great. And I know that every year there's also an art exhibition.
Mm-hmm, there is.
That with participants in the Teen Court program mm-hmm. as well.
So we just had our Second Chances art show, and we are still currently looking for donors to match a donation from the Jonathan Flyer. He donated $5,000, so we're still trying to find money to help match that, to help support our Teen Court program.
And Monica, what are one or two other events that either are ongoing or coming up this summer? Camps, whatever you want to mention.
Yeah, well, we recently, in the last year, we've opened a new teen center in Klamath. And so we're working with youth 6th to 12th grade in Klamath. And we're working on a partnership with the school district so that we could also serve younger kids on the campus up there. We have our summer program in McKinleyville that will start on June 25th. And that is for our junior high and high school age youth as well. And then we have our clubhouse that will also start on the 25th. And that's serving kindergarten to 6th grade youth.
And I'm curious, Monica, what got you involved with Boys and Girls Club?
Let's see. Well, I was a second year as an HSU student, and my goal was to become an elementary school teacher, and I started working for the Boys and Girls Club, and I just really fell in love with the work and realized that I had an opportunity to work with youth year after year, as where if I was going to be a teacher, I would have them for 1 year and have to kind of send them on their way. So working through the Boys and Girls Club, I'm able to work with children and their families for years and years.
I had one other thing I wanted to ask you, but before I did that, if you have another event that you want to mention, mm-hmm. please do so. We have a couple of minutes that we can do that.
We do have our Cruise in Eureka event. It will be held on the first weekend in September, and that's a 3-day event where people can enter and show their car and come out and have a good time.
Let's talk about how people can get involved as volunteers, also how people can sign up for some of these programs or events. What do they do?
Well, if you want to be a volunteer, you would fill out a volunteer application, and we go through an interview process and see where you would be placed. There is a $15 application fee for that, but we're always looking for volunteers to come in and work with our kids, either teach a skill that the volunteer has, or come in and help fill an area where we have a need. And what was your second question?
Oh, just how they do it. Do they go to the website? Or?
Yeah, you could go to the website, or you could come to our administrative office. Members fill out an application as well. We don't turn anybody away. So as long as they fill out the application, they become a member.
And where is the administrative office?
It's at 939 Harris Street in Eureka.
And the website, bgcredwoods.org.
Correct.
Okay. In the final couple of minutes, I want to put you on the spot, kind of. You've spent, well, first of all, how many years involved with?
Almost 17.
Okay, then. I know you've seen this. I know you've seen the effect mm-hmm. on young people.
Absolutely.
And you've heard stories, and what think about, and you don't have to name names, mm-hmm. but think about scenes that stand out for you, that are the most heartwarming for you, mm-hmm. that make you think about the contribution that the club has on our community?
What are a couple? You know, one of my favorite memories is, you know, I had a young boy who came to the club, and he had a lot of siblings. And at the time, they were homeless. They were living in a van. And I focused really on his sisters and got them into our Smart Girls program. And, you know, I would touch base with them on a daily basis. But years later, he came back and he said, you know, Monica, I'm in college, and I just wanted to thank you for telling me that I could be in college, that I could go. I never thought that I would be able to go to college. And I didn't even remember telling him this, you know? And so it really reminds me that every single moment with a child could be a life-changing moment. And that's what our staff provide for our kids. So there are a lot of memories like that that I've kind of went through.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Monica, for being here to discuss these programs. Again, Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. And if you want to become a volunteer, or you want to sign up your child for any of these programs, or if you are a young a teen and you want to come to the teen center, get involved with these programs or events, you can come and do that. Again, well, again, Monica, what is the teen center address?
The teen center is 3015 J Street in Eureka.
All right. And then the administrative office for volunteers to fill out applications, 939 Harris Street in Eureka. And all the information that you want to find is also available at bgcredwoods.org. So thank you very much, Monica.
Thank you, Wendy.